Last March, to the surprise of nobody, the NFL finally acknowledged the link between football-related head injuries and CTE last March. The link between CTE and football has left many passionate football fans fearful of what the future holds for the sport. Football has been played in America for over a century. It's become a major aspect of America's culture. Moses Sherman, president of Copley Football, can't see a day where football will cease to exist. The football coach said those suggesting the sport become extinct are making an irresponsible request. He referenced the millions of people on earth who have played the game of football and don't have brain injuries as to why the game should continue to be played. Sherman believes the game of football is no longer a game of hitting, it's now a game of tackling. He said the rules changes implemented by both the NCAA and NFL have made the game safer. These rule changes have cut the total number of head-to-head collisions. Congini said that parents should choose to become more actively involved in researching the health risks associated with each sport their child takes an interest in. He hopes more parents will educate themselves on these risks so they can make an informed decision. Some of the research Congini referenced can be seen in a 2010 survey administered by the NCAA to 20,000 random student athletes from over 600 NCAA institutions. These students were asked whether they had been diagnosed with or believed that they had experienced a concussion during their collegiate career. The numbers show that male student athletes are 3.4% more likely to suffer concussion than female student athletes. This study had men's wrestling as the sport with the highest percent of one-time concussions. 19.5% of collegiate male wrestlers suffer at least one concussion during their careers. Football reported that only 17.9% of collegiate players suffer at least one concussion during their careers. For football fans, the only alarming statistic in this study is that football players have a 9.5% chance of suffering more than one concussion during their careers. Other than that, both men's and women's ice hockey and men's wrestling report a higher percent of one-time concussions. 18.6% of male ice hockey players experience at least one concussion, and the number rises to 20.9% for women. This study proves that head injuries are not just a football issue. It's an issue that is present in most sports. Even though football is an extremely violent sport, it's not the only sport that can cause serious head injuries. Therefore, if we are going to consider eliminating football from our society, we need to consider eliminating other sports as well.